John's on the line too. Hello, John. Hello, John.
Yeah, hi, Deborah.
Go ahead.
How are you?
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the protest that went on the weekend. I think most people would agree that, yeah, they shouldn't have gone and did what they did because they put everyone else in danger. But I can sort of understand their frustration as well, in the sense that they probably feel, well, why didn't the eastern suburbs get locked down? If the eastern suburbs had got locked down, maybe the virus wouldn't have spread to Western Sydney, and we wouldn't be in the position, or they wouldn't be in the position that they're in terms of lockdown.
John, there are sensible ways to protest, and we're all hurting and we're all anxious, and many people are upset and frustrated and really peed off with the decisions being made by this government, and justifiably so. But there are sensible ways to make your voice heard. And going to an anti-lockdown protest, a freedom protest, freedom, more like it, is not the way to do it. They claim that they want to get out of the lockdown. They're potentially going to extend it by spreading COVID to more people. There are ways to protest. And I agree that people are anxious and they're hurting. But you don't turn out in your thousands to protest and then turn on police and throw flower pots at police horses, throw ink on officers and shout abuse at the media there to cover the event. They are absolute idiots and I won't give them any credence at all.